You're listening to a message from Gateway Fellowship. Be sure to check us out at gatewayfellowship.com.
Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, just say this. Then Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, do what? Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. It's a command to go. It's not a suggestion. It's just not a great idea. He says to do this, go. Well, let me say this about that word go, because it literally means, it's not a one-time event. What it literally means is as you go, or in your going, this is what you're to do. You're to disciple, and you're to incorporate people into the body of Christ, go into all the world. So it's not a one-time event. It's as you go, or maybe more simply put, as you live out your life for him, do these things. We do these things because Jesus has given us his unique, wonderful privilege to share the good news of the gospel. And he uses us in different ways. And that's what we're talking about today. So since our going is ongoing and every day, there's no such thing as the person who says, you know, okay, I did my time. I've been there, done that, did that, and now I can just kind of sit back and relax. No, the deal is this. If you're breathing today, you're still going. If you're breathing today, God has gifted you to be a part of his plan to build up the body of Christ and then to go into all the world. And so that's why we've been talking, what we've been talking about, where to go. Now, let me give you the four pillars of our going, and I'm going to talk fast this morning, so just hang on. Okay, number one, every believer has a role. Every believer has a role. So if you're a follower of Jesus, you have a role, and you have a purpose. That's what this series is about. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Every believer has a role. Every follower of Jesus, that's you, and that's me. Number two, every role is important. Everyone. There is no role, there's no spiritual gift that's not important. Last week, if you were here, I used a mirror as an illustration of how our hearts reflect our lives as a mirror reflects our face. That's what Proverbs says. And so it was interesting because after the 8 o'clock gathering, my sister-in-law, who attends that 8 o'clock time, came up to me afterwards and said to me, the only thing I could think about is how dirty that mirror was, and I have to clean it. Now, you see what was happening? She's uniquely gifted in this area, and she's a servant, and that's what she does, and she will clean it. So you know what she did? She went out, and I don't know where she found a spray bottle, but she found a spray bottle somewhere and a paper towel, and she came in, and she cleaned that mirror. So for you, at 9:30, it was clean. You see, that's her passion to serve, to clean. Every role is important. That was an important thing to her, and probably to some of you, less important to me. Okay, so anyway, every role is important. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. We have different gifts. Everybody say different. According to the grace given us, if a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it's serving, let him or her serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage. If it's contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it's leadership, let him govern diligently. If it's showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Every role is important, and it's absolutely essential that we remember that. We are dependent upon each other. Number three, it's one of the four pillars of this series. We depend upon each other. That means if I don't live out the giftedness that Jesus has given to me, if you don't lift out the giftedness that Jesus has given to you through his Holy Spirit, then we are less than what we could be. Every role is important, and we are dependent upon each other. Romans chapter 12, just as each one of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we are many, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to one another. That's what Paul is saying. Every role is important, and we are dependent upon each other. And my role is an expression of my shape. That is that person that Jesus has created in you and in me. my role is an expression of how he has created us. So over the last few weeks, we have talked about the why of go, that we've been commissioned and shaped by God to be involved in what he's doing, to build up the body and then go together. It's only a healthy community that can go into the world and impact the world for Jesus. And so I shared with you three words: believe, belong, and bless. And if you were here, you remember that. We believe, or we're connected to Jesus. We have a relationship with him. And when we do, we belong to the body. We're connected to the body. And then we're to go and bless or be a part of going into our community. And begins here in the church. And if you remove any one of those, you have dysfunction. So you can't believe, be connected here, and then bless without being connected to the body, because that's weird. You can't be connected to the head without being connected to the body. And you remove any one of those three, you have dysfunction. And so we talked about that as well. So today we're going to go a little bit deeper in this acrostic, and we're going to look at spiritual gifts and abilities. Now, for some of you, you've got this thing figured out. You know exactly, if someone says, hey, what's your spiritual gift? Man, you can name it like that, and you're functioning, and you're living in that giftedness. And so to you, God bless you. Keep on doing what you're doing. And when I hit a really good point, you say amen, because you know what we're talking about, okay? For some of us, it is confusing just a little bit, and we're still trying to figure and navigate this thing out. So I'm going to talk about spiritual gifts and then abilities and what the difference is, but how God uses everything. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 6, in a translation that some of you may have, the Good News Translation, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. And that's really important that we understand that. There are different ways of serving, but the same Lord is served. And Paul goes on, there are different abilities to perform services, but the same God gives ability to all for their particular service. Same God, same Spirit gives these things to the body of Christ. When we become followers of Jesus, when we place our trust and our faith in him, he gives us a brand new purpose for living. If you're a follower of Jesus, you have a purpose for living. I mean, that ought to encourage every one of us. We're not going through life without purpose or a sense of destiny. If you're a believer, he has given you purpose and he has shaped you for service, the most important service that we could ever be a part of, and that is to see his body grow and then to reach out. Now, when you look at spiritual gifts, if you started making a list of them, you would make a list of somewhere around 20, maybe a few more, maybe a few less. And I am one who believes that we don't read about every spiritual gift in the Bible, but many times there are examples of other gifts. So we're going to be talking about that. They are different from what many consider natural abilities because they're spiritual gifts given to believers. Just kind of hang on to that thought for just a moment. I believe that God takes natural abilities and uses those and links those up with spiritual gifts to be used by him. But when we are spiritually born, that is that moment that we place our faith and trust in him, he gives us spiritual abilities to serve him. And every believer has at least one. Again, some of you know what yours is. They're given by grace. Now, if you walk around this campus, for example, just as an example, you'll find a lot of people operating in this area of giftedness. And it looks different depending on what room you go to. I mean, if you go up into the nursery, you're going to find people up there who are teaching kids. You're going to find people there who don't teach, but they hold babies, you know, and they change diapers. And I think that's a spiritual gift, you know, diaper changing, for sure. And it was never my gift, but anyway. So, but then you're going to go over to into the Munger Chapel. You're going to go over here. You're going to go right here in this room because spiritual gifts are already operating here today. And some of you get, I mean, we can go on and on throughout the week. And we have people, I was really excited over a few weeks ago when I was talking to one of our chefs here, part of serving the community, said, you know, I'm so excited to serve in this area. And so excited because people just come together. Well, that's part of spiritual giftedness, and you see it all over the place. You see it functioning. And when it functions, when we're living out our giftedness, the body of Christ is built up, we're stronger, and it's only a healthy community, again, that can go into the world. Now, what are spiritual gifts? Spiritual gifts are special abilities, and I add that word special before abilities because they are gifts given at the time that we place our faith and trust in Him. Spiritual gifts are not the same as natural gifts or skills. Kind of let me show you a chart, you know, visually what it looks like. On the left-hand corner, spiritual gifts given by the Holy Spirit, discovered after spiritual birth, that is the time, the moment that you place your faith in Jesus, given to all members of the body of Christ. So there's no one here who can say, I don't have a spiritual gift. I follow Jesus, but I just don't have a gift. Yes, you do. Bible says you do. Natural talents, natural abilities, present from natural birth, God given to all members of humanity. We'll talk about that in just a little bit, what the difference is. But God uses both of those. And then skills, learned abilities acquired with training and developed by people over time. So spiritual gifts, what we're talking about this morning in just a little bit, natural talents or abilities, are given by the Holy Spirit. So you're gifted. They're special abilities that we receive when we place our trust and faith in Him. Number two, God gives them to every believer. Every believer. I've mentioned already, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines. So God has determined through His Holy Spirit your special giftedness. So that's why I've said it this way. No fair going to the mirror and going, I just don't like my shape. Or I don't like the person that God's created. God has gifted you as He determines in a particular and in a unique way. Number three, to build up the body of Christ. And so I've talked about how this works is both internal and external. So our giftedness, as we come together, we build one another up to build up the body of Christ so that we can go together. 1 Peter chapter 4 says each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. So that, in Ephesians, the body of Christ may be built up. Let me just say it again. We need you. I need you. We need one another so that we can build one another up because it's a healthy community that goes into the world and impacts a world for Jesus. Everyone has a role. Let me say it this way. We would be dysfunctional if you weren't operating in your giftedness. We'd be dysfunctional. Paul says it this way. Hey, look, if you just all like just an eye, and you're just rolling around as an eye, how weird would that be? But he says, some of you are eyes, and some of you are this, and some of you are this, and some of you are that those parts of the body that are unseen by others. And it's not lesser. In fact, if you're not operating, we're the lesser for it. Every role is important to build up the body of Christ so that we can be equipped for ministry to the world. That's the external. So there's the internal, building up the body of Christ, and then there's the external, going into the world. So as we grow together, what do? We go together, ministry to the world. Now let me give you seven principles concerning spiritual gifts. I told you I was going to toss a lot your way, but don't lose just this one thing. Every one of us is gifted, and we're to be used, we're to live out that giftedness for Him. Every one of us. We'll talk about that in just a second. Principle number one, my spiritual gifts show God's plan for my life. My gift, your gift, is part of God's plan for my life, God's plan for your life. Let me say it this way. Our giftedness is a bit of a roadmap for our life. Kind of a sign that says, go this way. Go this way. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it's the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. A God-ordained, divinely given by His grace roadmap for our life. My spiritual gifts show God's plan for my life. Now, I mentioned last week that I was going to talk to you a little bit about gift projection and what that looks like and the danger of that. Here's what that looks like. Some of you and some of us have been gifted let's just say, in the area of faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, speaks of the gift of faith. Now, that's different than saving faith. There's a gift of faith that just says, like, man, some of you, you just can believe for anything. You know what I mean? You can, you just got that gift of faith, and you can believe for anything. Gift projection looks like this. Why can't you just believe? It says, look, I can believe. Why can't you just believe? And all of a sudden what's happening is we're projecting my gift upon you. Let's just say you have the gift of administration. I mean, you see things clearly, and you've already come in, and you already know that that row of chairs is different than that row because you just organize stuff, you know, and if things are off or the programs are out, whatever, you know, you have the gift, or you have the gift of administration, organization, and you just don't see why others don't get that. And that's gift projection. So I project my gift on you and go, look, it's easy for me, or this is what God has created. Therefore, you should do this as well. We have to step back and recognize that God gives different gifts, meaning that we are, everybody say, we are different. We are different. Exactly. Gifts explain why followers of Jesus who believe the same thing can still see things and do things differently and bring a whole new aspect into anything. I'll share with you an example as we close today. Personal example, I was on a church team years ago now, 27 years ago, and we had launched this outreach to the streets of Bremerton. And I was working with a guy that was truly gifted in evangelism. Now, this is some of you. Some of you can go out here on the street, or some of you can go into settings, and you just have this gift of evangelism. Number one, you're probably not scared of people, and you just have this gift, and it is a gift, of just connecting with people in such a way that the gospel just comes alive. And so I was invited to go on the streets of Bremerton when they were very, very active back in the day. Some of you maybe remember that. And be a part of a team that would go out and evangelize the streets. What I quickly learned is that's not like really who God made me to be. And particularly when the guy says, here, take a camera. There's a fight going on right over there. I want you to go film the fight. And I'm thinking, first of all, it's your stinking camera, and you can use it, and I'm not going to go film a fight, and I'm not going to do this anymore. And I was a pastor, so I didn't say it quite that way, but here's what I did say. I did say, look, you know what? Like, that's not me, but here's what I'll do. I'll come in, I'll train your leaders. So use me in that area. Yeah, I'm probably not going to end up on the street here, but see, he was gifted, and to this day is gifted in this area of evangelism. So we got to watch gift projection, okay? We recognize that we're all different. Some of you are teachers, and we can go on and on and on. Romans chapter 12 says this: don't just pretend that you love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, stand on the side of good, love each other with genuine affection, and take delight in honoring each other. We need to value and respect the diversity and the different gifts that God has given to all of us, and recognize that we need each other in order to be the person and to be the community that he has called us to be and designed us to be. Principle number two, spiritual gifts are absolutely essential to the work and ministry of every believer. Let me just say this, you're needed. We need you. They're absolutely essential to the work and ministry of every believer. Even if you're one of those gifts that people don't see, sometimes the enemy will sneak into your life and go, you know what? Yeah, people really don't know that you're doing that. And you're like that ligament. People really don't see that. But you're essential. So don't put that gift on the shelf. Principle number three, spiritual gifts are freely given to every believer. And it's our responsibility to both discover and use our gifts within the context of ministry to the body of Christ and the lost people among you. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Each one should use whatever gift we have been given that he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. We're to do that. They're freely given, and it's our responsibility to both discover and use our spiritual gifts. Now, what about the discovery of spiritual gifts? I've said it, and I said it last week, that I think that would be me, in the church, have made it way too difficult for people to discover their spiritual gift, because here's what we've done in the past, and we're going to change it this morning. We've said, you want to discover your spiritual gift? Here's a 120-question test for you to take. Now, how many are looking to take another test in your life? How many still have nightmares about taking a test? I do. It just happens to be one of my recurring nightmares. I go to school. There's a test. I'm not ready for it. Who wants another test, right? But that's what we've done. Me, us, we, here. We've said to you, take this test. You can discover your spiritual gift. I don't think it's that hard. You know what you know how easy I think it is? What do you like to do? What do you think you're built to do? I mean, some of you have this gift of intercessory prayer. It truly is a gift. I was just with a whole bunch of them I know who do in here. So here's what your life looks like. I mean, you wake up in the morning, your eyes pop open, and you're ready to go, and what do? Like, close your eyes, start praying. Because God has gifted you that way. You have that gift. You didn't have to take a test to figure that one out. Some of you just naturally serve, and, you know, guys and gals, you just naturally make your way to the kitchen. It just comes, you just like it. It's what God has created you to be. It can be that easy. Principle number 4, spiritual gifts are given by the Holy Spirit to strengthen the body of Christ for a faithful, effective ministry. That's how important your gift is. Ephesians chapter 4, it was He, Jesus, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. There's a reason for your gift, and we need it. All of us need it together. Principle number 5, spiritual gifts are used to release the power of God through his believers. Here's what I would like you to think about. That the Spirit of God, the power of God, takes your gift, whatever it is, no matter what it is, and he empowers that. And he changes the lives of people. Think about that for just a moment. Your gift can be empowered by the Holy Spirit, is empowered by the Holy Spirit, and it goes out and it changes people. There's, I don't think, a memorial service or a funeral service that I haven't been a part of where the person's been a believer that I haven't said words something like this. I believe that there are so many more people whose lives have been impacted by so-and-so because of the way they live their life. And I believe that happens. You don't even know the people that you're impacting because his Spirit enables you to live out your giftedness, and his Spirit combined with our giftedness changes the lives of people. Don't ever diminish your gift, whatever it is. Even if it's one of those that people don't see. It's important. Principle number 6. Spiritual gifts are both confirmed and affirmed within a nurturing community of believers who are united with a common ministry goal. Confirmed and affirmed. So that sometimes looks like is, hey, keep on going. Keep on going. I'm going to confirm, I'm going to affirm that. I mean, I see that gift in you. Man, you got the gift of teaching. You got the gift of service. You got the gift of being with kids. You got the gift of being with students. You got the gift of giving. Whatever it is, it's both confirmed and affirmed, and it's truthfully done. Now, here's the deal. If I sing for you right now, if I say to you, I'm going to sing you a solo. No. See, that's a lie. Who did that right there? See, I'm talking about truthful. See, that will not work. That will not work. Because some of you will leave and some of you will never come back and you go, please don't ever sing again. Now, the way this will work is this. Some of you will come and go, hey, nice job. And that won't be truthful. I can guarantee that. Some of you will exhort me and go, you know what? Hey, nice try. But you need to keep doing something else because, like, that's not your area. And you see, if I'm listening, I'm going, okay, that's the body of Christ, right? Working together, confirming and affirming. Some of us have been criticized when we try to step out in an area of giftedness, wrongly so or inappropriately, and what have we done? We put our gift back on the table. And the enemy has discouraged us through that. So we build one another up. We confirm and affirm our gift. Principle number 7, spiritual gifts are key to finding fulfillment in life. They're a key. Now, I'm passionate about a lot of stuff. And as we live out our gift, as you live out your gift, it's a key to finding fulfillment in life. John 15:11, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. And that comes as a result of, I believe, living out our giftedness, that which he has created us to do. We experience real joy by being what God meant us to be. Now, let me say, as we kind of head for home here, a few things about natural abilities. Because I believe that God takes natural abilities and links them up with spiritual giftedness to impact the body of Christ. Romans chapter 12, verse 6 says, God has given each of us the ability to do something well. Both come from God. Natural abilities are those things that just come, you know, natural to us, that's given by God. Spiritual gifts are given at spiritual birth, but we need to see that they're linked together. Some of you have the natural ability, for example, to, my grandson, I'll just use him for an example. He's 12 years old, and so probably, I think, like every grandparent, right, we have boxes of blocks, and so from his youngest age, he could build blocks. He just builds these things that I've taken pictures of them. I go, that's incredible, you know. Everything goes up straight. Everything is inside, and they're tall, and they don't fall over. And I was working on something in my office, putting together a desk for my home office, and I had put the leg on, and he goes, at 8 years old, he goes, Papa, the leg's crooked. And I looked at it, and sure enough, it was just off, like, you know, one screw. God bless IKEA. It was IKEA furniture. It was just off one screw. That was it, you know. And so yesterday, I'm working in our yard, and I had built this box, you know, and it was unlevel, and it was going downhill. I had to start all over again. And so when we talk about building, carpentry, for example, or engineering, some of you are naturally gifted in this area. I have a really hard time building a box. I'll get there after about four times. I'll get there, but for some of you, it's just a natural ability to kind of create and build. And when it comes to building, when it comes to carpentry, you know, for guys like me, they make really wide putty, you know, that you can kind of fill in the gaps, you know. And I just figure if you can get close and you can use that white caulking, and you can use putty, you know, then it's all good. But some of you are really good. You have a natural ability. But listen here. Now, it just comes to you. But God takes that natural ability, I believe, and links it with a spiritual gift, and it may be serving. And you can serve through that natural ability. Some of you are business people, business owners, many of you, and he can take that natural ability to do business and link it up with a spiritual gift to impact his kingdom. Are you with me? So God uses both. He takes that ability, whatever it is, and he uses. Now with our abilities, we're to do three things, and then we're going to wrap up, and here they are right here real quick. We dedicate them to the Lord, we cultivate them, and then we liberate them. We dedicate them, say, God, use this gift, whatever it is, in whatever way you can. And I think what you'll discover is you'll start living out your spiritual gift. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says, God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other. Links it right up, I believe, with our spiritual gifts. What does God want me to do with my gift? Let me go right back to the very first thing I said. Then we're going to pray and we're done. He wants you to use it. The question is, are we? Why has God placed you in this community here? Why has God put you where he has to live out his life in you? Let me share with you just an example of what it might look like in something I came across years ago, where there was this party going on, and this gal came in, who we'll call Susie, who brings a cake, and she drops it on the floor. Same situation, same circumstance, but a whole bunch of different people with different gifting react differently. So the organizer, and there are some of you right here today, starts immediately telling a person to get a broom, sweep it up, another person to get a mop, mop it up, and then station someone to keep people from stepping in the mess. So you're the organizer, right, of this thing. There are some of you who are mercy givers. And here's what you do. You immediately go to Susie and put your arms around her and tell her it was okay. Everything's going to be all right. And then you make excuses for why it happened. That's what you do. There are some prophets out here in front of me. And here's what you do. You look at the situation and discern right away how it happened. And then you say, if you'd have been a little bit more careful, Susie, that wouldn't have happened. And watch where you're going next time. You know who you are. There's the exhorter who would explain how it happened, make suggestions how to avoid it from happening again. There's the giver. You know what the giver does? Goes out and buys another cake, brings it, right? And you're out here too. There's a teacher who would ask questions as to exactly what happened and how it happened, get all the details, put it all together so you can do a seminar on how to carry cake. Some of us are out here, right? Okay. And then, of course, there's the server, and that's some of you. You would take all the tools that the organizer had given to clean things up, and then you would do the cleaning. You would clean the mirror. You would serve. That's what you would do. Let's stand together, shall we? I'm just going to ask you to do something this morning, and it's this. Some of you already know. I mean, when we talk about spiritual gifts, you're going, amen, amen, amen. You know what your spiritual gift is. Some of us have found ourselves putting that on the shelf because maybe we've been criticized a little bit. Or maybe the enemy has come into your life and said, you know what? Like, what do you have to offer? Or no one sees that gift. Maybe that's you. Maybe some of us just need to be encouraged a little bit more to kind of step out and try. Maybe we've been in that area of fear. We're just not sure what people will think. And we need to try it out. I'm just going to pray that, can we just commit ourselves and the giftedness? Maybe some of you are truly in that discovery phase. You're going, God, what is it you want me to do? And in this moment, you're just going to say, God, I give myself to you. Use me. Here's what's going to happen. The body of Christ here is going to be built up. And we're going to go stronger. We're going to go into the world because a healthy community moves into the world and impacts the world. Jesus, I thank you for all that you have done. I thank you for the gifts in this body. God, even in this moment right now, we're lifting it to you. Some of us truly are in that discovery phase, perhaps. In this moment, God, would you just speak to us? We want to be used by you. We want to walk in obedience to you. We understand that going is a command that every follower of Jesus lives with. It's a part of all of our lives. God, we want to live out our giftedness. So help us to understand how you want to use me, how you want to use us. Some of us, God, have put that gift on the shelf because we've been criticized and the enemy has discouraged us. God, I would pray in this moment that as we give that to you, that we would come to realize again that every gift is needed, that you've uniquely gifted each one, and it's together we build one another up. Father, I just pray that all of us will find that spot, find that place to live out our life for you, knowing that as we do, as we grow together, we'll go together. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen, amen. You know, I'm so excited, truly, for what God is doing. And time and time again, you see the impact. Sometimes we get glimpses of that, don't we, of what Jesus is doing. Amen. Well, I just pray you have a great week as we do what together? We go together. See you next Sunday.
Find out more about Gateway Fellowship or our terms of use, check us out at gatewayfellowship.com.